I'm Becca Lewis, and I'm your guide and host for the Shift the Story podcast, where we share tips and tools for making shifts in our lives from the inside out. Today, my guest is Lisa Dawn Miller. She is talented, beautiful, an amazing singer, and a powerful businesswoman. For a few years, we were business partners. We had fun, we disagreed, and then learned from our differences. She showed me the value of learning how to code and taught me by demonstrating it that saying no to what you don't want is a good thing. Lisa is an artist that understands, embraces, and celebrates the art of business. She loves synergy and collaboration, and the outcome is beautiful. Come with me and spend some time with this powerful woman as we shift the story together. I'm here today speaking with my friend. I'm so proud to say you're my friend, Lisa Dawn Miller.
I'm proud to say you're my friend.
Yeah. And we just spent a bunch of time catching up.
Well, yes. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're also someone who had a major impact on my life, especially looking back after all these years. All the time that I spent with you really taught me a lot about a lot of things, and I'm very proud to be on your show.
Oh, you know, you'll have to thank Dell, because I thought, well, why would Lisa want to be on my show? And he said, of course she would.
Oh, are you?
Because you're so famous now, Lisa. This is my... You are exactly what you wanted to be. So that's the cool part. That's what I thought would be really interesting, that people would love to hear how you made. I mean, really, you just went from... You just made shifts. You just said, this is what I want. I'm going for it. And you just kept moving forward. And now, really, you are famous. Don't tell me you're not. You are.
Well, what's interesting, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when you and I were stockbrokers and partners at Morgan Stanley many years ago, I had told you that maybe someday I might want to get into directing. And you said,
yes.
You said, Lisa, you are a producer. And I go, producer? What's that? You go, the director works for the producer. And I'm like, oh, no. You go, nope, Lisa, you're a producer. And you were right.
Yes, because no, you're not going to be taking orders from someone.
Wow, I wish my friends could hear you. You know me well.
I think they probably do too.
Yeah. You know what? In my life, I always believe that everything happens for a reason. And I grew up in the entertainment industry, as you know, with my father being a songwriter. And it seems like that would have been a course that I had chosen that I would choose for myself. But instead, I decided to get into the world of finance. And that's how I met you. So here we are. And I feel like my years as a stockbroker and working with you and Dave, our other partner, really helped to build a strong foundation for what was to come when I became a producer and a performer. Everything that goes along when you talk about making shifts and making changes and pursuing what it is that you want, I really believe that when you put what you want out into the universe, it sends back to you exactly what you need. And at that time in my life, I needed to be with you guys. I needed to be at Morgan Stanley. And then the next phase of my life, I drew from that experience to help me produce shows and records and songs and everything that I've done. So, I'd love to believe that art was 100% art, but honestly, what I found is that it's 5% art and 95% business. So
that's the truth.
The business experience really helped me, but I do get to do what I love, and I get to combine my creative side with my business side. So it's worked out well.
I would say it's worked out well. So how did you do that, though? I know lots of people have dreams, and then they say, oh, I want to be this. And yes, it was easy to see what your dream was and who you were. But that doesn't mean that you would actually do the work to get there. How did you get yourself to do the work to be producing shows and
singing and doing that now?
Well, you know, it's interesting because my my father-in-law, I married, as you know, Sandy Hackett, and his father was the legendary comedian Buddy Hackett. And Buddy had a very, in fact, today is his birthday. I'll have to post
him. Oh, happy birthday.
He would have been 91 years old today. He passed
away. Yeah.
But he had a saying, and I'm sure you've probably heard this, but he used to say this all the time, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that that's kind of what, how I became a producer and singer. It was never a matter of, oh, I want to be this. It was a matter of, I love this. This is who I am. And everything starts falling into place when you put it out there that that's what you want. Our flagship show, Sandy and I started a company together called Hackett Miller, and we produce live theatrical, and I do a lot of music videos, produce and direct videos, and music, and I'm now starting to do a lot of songwriting.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But we wrote the show, we put it out there on the road, and I went to New York, and we got a great agent, and I said, my goal is to get this out there and tour this throughout the whole country. I want to kind of build a name, establish ourselves as producers with, you know, great artistic integrity and professional integrity. So we spent the next 2 years getting our show out there, Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, and we must have played in, I don't know, 100 theaters across the country, maybe more. And we met a lot of interesting people and started networking, and honestly, I mean, the idea of being a producer is not that much different than being a broker. The principles are the same. It's a people business. It's about networking. It's about bringing people together. It's about producing a great product and making your clients happy. And we did that. And my marketing background and Morgan Stanley, I think, really helped me. I have an amazing team. I'm a big believer in people working. I mean, we were a great team, right?
Yes.
Of us,
yes,
we were. We were like an amazing team. And it was so fun to work with you. And we had our challenges, and yet we got through them. To me, you know, I always say this, it's, you know, the good part of everything, relationships, good times, that's the easy part. It's getting through the tough times that really count. And I think that for me, there have been challenges, and yet the more that I'm able to overcome challenges, the more successful I think I am, and the closer it leads me to where I want to go. And we have this show, and in networking and meeting people, it's led to other opportunities and other areas in entertainment, and I'm grateful. I also feel like I've had a lot of gratitude. When I get a sign that things are good or that I've had success, I'm grateful for that. I feel like I have to acknowledge I want to acknowledge I'm very lucky to be in the position that I'm in. So, in marketing, you know, you're such a marketing genius. You know, I love your on top of everything, and you're so social media savvy and everything. And that's really important. You have to do that. And, that's an area that I really enjoy. Although I do have to say, I love the creative part too. I love writing. Yeah. I love being on stage. I love the feeling of performing. If I move someone with a performance, that really means a lot to me. So, you know, it's as I said, it's worked out well, and I'm happy.
Well, yeah, what you do is, I think of you as the marketing genius. So, okay, so I'll just be mutual admiration. But you put teams together. That's how do you pick those people to be on your teams? How do you do that?
You know what? I am a firm believer, as I said, that the as you know, I'm like the forever optimist, right? And I know that in life that we have to make decisions based on a lot of things, and we, you know, utilize tools, our intellect, emotion, and our gut instinct, our, you know, I don't know what you call it, your inner guidance, your intuition. And I have to say, when it comes down to if there's a conflict between what logic is telling me and what my instinct is telling me, I always go with my instinct. And for some reason, I have been extremely lucky in my life that when I meet people and you know, there's a lot of creative people, there's a lot of talented people, but creating something magnificent requires more than just talent. There needs to be a synergy. You need to inspire each other. And as I'm saying this to you, I'm thinking about my creative team right now, and I'm thinking, you know, I have, first of all, my husband, who is a comedic genius, and he, you know, he's like me, he's got the creative side and the business side, so he's always there to support me, and we work together, and he's got great ideas, and also my writing and producing partner, Mark Mattson, who we've just been, oh my God, we've been on this, like, continual high for the last 6 months, writing the most amazing songs, and then, of course, my marketing genius art director Jeannie Quinn, who does all of our online representation in our websites, our artwork,
yes,
our all
they're the awesome.
She's amazing.
Yes, they are. They're
so
awesome.
Amazing. But aside from the fact that my team, everybody's really talented, we have this synergy together. So when we get together, it's never about competing with each other. It's always, and then someone will add to that. And someone, what if we do this? What if we do this? What if we do this? What if we do that? And then we bring it all together, and the result is this stellar product that not only looks great on stage, but is marketed to the world in a way that people can see who we are and how much time and care we put into what we do. So I'm all about our team. It's I have really good people with me.
That's right. Because remember, I was thinking about that when you came there, you were looking for a team and you were interviewing everybody. And the story on my side of it was when they asked me, did I want to interview to work with you? I said, yes. And I remember them saying, you never work with anybody. I said, well, this time I'm changing my mind. And then you were only supposed to pick one person, and then you picked two. And it was so brilliant because it was such a good team. Just one of us really, really took all three of us, not just one person.
I felt that we each brought such unique talents to that team. And it's not different than how I have now. I feel like everybody was an expert and a brilliant at what they did on our team. And I think that that's really the key to everything, is if you have good people, you're going to be successful. And on top of that, guess what? We enjoy it. You know, I mean, we have fun. I can't tell you how many countless nights Jeannie and I have been up until, you know, all hours of the night, where we'll go over a design over and over again. I'll say, like, am I driving you crazy? And she'll be like, no, I love it. Give it. I love it. Or Mark, you know, we were working on something and there's one word that doesn't sound right in a song. And I'm like, we've got to change that. And I love it. I love that whole process of that. So it works well for all of us.
I think that's part of the secret, Lisa, because if you're willing to do the creative process, not with other people and with yourself, of like, that's not quite right, but you like that process of changing and shifting it around and making it perfect, if you like that process, you're really lucky. Some people don't like that process, and they think when they end up with something, it should be perfect when they end up with it, instead of taking it through that really cool collaboration time.
I love that. And you're an artist at heart anyway. You're a dancer and background in the arts. And so you understand that. And one thing that I remember in working with you, and I think it's the first time that I really started understanding this, is about thinking outside the paradigm and realizing that there's something out there that maybe we don't see in the world that we're conditioned to see it in. So, you know, my dad always had this saying, believe in the things that you can't see.
So that's a beautiful thing.
I do. I believe in the things that I can't see, and I know that there's so much out there. As much as I feel like we've had success and it's been great, I feel like we've just only begun to scratch the surface of this amazing journey that we're on.
Plus, you have your singing career. Mm-hmm. You have your group, you and your husband's together a singing career. And then your son has a singing career.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yes.
My kids are, you know, that my kids are my life. They're the most important thing to me. And Oliver, my son, who's 14, he'll be 15 in a couple weeks, started singing when he was about 3 years old, and he has already shared the stage with Stevie Wonder. He's an amazing singer. But the thing that's incredible about Oliver is that he's a really nice kid. He's not affected by all of the, in fact, he doesn't like acting and singing for fame or to be on stage or to show. He actually doesn't like that part. He likes the work. He loves the collaboration of working with other actors and singers in the production process, and he's really into school. All of a sudden, he's a straight A student. Really wants to, you know, school is his priority. He wants to get a great education. Now, my daughter is, you know, so funny because I always say Oliver is so humble, and if he knew I was talking about him now, he would just be so embarrassed and say, "Mom, please don't, nobody wants to hear about me." My daughter, on the other hand, is like, girlfriend, you know, she's so, oh my God, she's a little me, actually.
I was going to say, wait a minute, she reminds me of someone who can be.
But she started dancing, and she found her own thing because Sandy is a comedian and an actor, and Oliver's a singer and an actor. And Ashley, I think, and she sings, but she wanted to find her own little unique talent in our family, and she started dancing, loves it. She goes to dance class 8 hours a week, 8 times a week. Wow. Along with her school. And we, I had written, this is how I started getting into my own songwriting recently. So this just goes to show I'm out there producing, directing, doing all this stuff. And all of a sudden now there's this whole other part of my life that is starting to surface. My father was a songwriter, and in many ways, I mean, talk about shifting. In many ways, I feel like the fact that he was this huge, amazing, incredible songwriter who wrote songs like For Once in My Life and Touch Me in the Morning, If I Could, Place in the Sun, Heaven Always All. After he passed away, I felt like I wanted to continue with his legacy by bringing about the songs that no one ever heard, because everyone heard the hits, but nobody ever heard the 400 that are sitting in a box. And I made that my mission. And somehow, as I made that my mission, I also put a block in my head. Well, I'm not going to do songwriting. I'll just get daddy's stuff out there. That's the most important thing. But my daughter last year said to me, because I produced all these videos on Oliver, she said, "Well, can I have a video?" And I said, "Oh, I didn't even think about that." And as I started thinking about her and her life and what she loves, I said, "Well, you know, there's really, you know, Oliver has sung a lot of his grandfather's songs and a lot of big ballads and things." I said, "You know, there isn't really anything in grandpa's repertoire that you could sing. I mean, a 9-year-old singing, 'I've been to paradise,' but I mean, that wouldn't exactly be appropriate." I said, "I'm going to have to write you a song." So I wrote a song for her called Let's Go. And then I followed it up with another song called Can You Feel It? I wrote that with Mark Madsen. And she got invited to headline at the Charleston Kids Fair. And it was so fun. She did an amazing job. And now, you know, she's got this career and she's singing and all of that. But as a result of that, I realized, hey, I don't need to be locked by this idea that my father was this incredible songwriter. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get beyond this and I'm going to shift my perception seriously. And I'm going to think about it in a different way. I can still help daddy. I can still get his songs out there. But at the same time, I can still write my own songs. And that's what I've been doing. And I just finished about 10 songs in 2 weeks. We've been working round the clock. I'm excited to release my new CD. I haven't released one in a long time this fall. So that should be exciting. And we wrote 2 new Christmas songs. So
I listened to them. They're lovely.
Thank you. Thanks.
And your voice It's just lovely.
Thanks.
I mean, we used to hear you sing way back when, but you've just become better and better and better at it. So it's just like, whoa, if I didn't know her, I'd be saying, who is that?
Thanks. I remember Elaine at Morgan Stanley. She had me sing a couple times at the office Christmas party, and little did I know that I would actually wind up doing that, but professionally.
But when you were doing it, everybody else watching it could tell that that's what you wanted to do.
It was like
a beacon for the rest of us saying, oh, there's where Lisa wants to go. It's wonderful seeing that you stepped into that and went forward with it. And I know it's going to get bigger and bigger. So even though we could talk for hours, we're getting near our end of our time. So first, I'm going to put all the links you want me to put in the show notes. But where, just while people are listening, where would you most want them to go find out about you?
If you go to hackettmiller.com, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, Miller.com, all of the links to every site that we have, our shows, the kids, me, everything is on there.
That's perfect. That'll take care of it.
Yeah,
they'll go there and go, yes, you and I have a lot of websites. That's another thing we have in common. Like, how many websites can we keep adding? We have more ideas. Here's another idea. Okay.
We're getting ready to launch my dad's site, which is huge. So we've got another, and we're getting ready to launch a new show also. So we've got more coming. But if they go to
miller.com,
everything's there. Yeah.
And then we can all find out where we can go see you.
Yes.
Which would be such a joy. Okay. So I always ask people this last question, and I always have to read it. I always say I have to read it because I make things up if I don't read it. So here it is. And so I ask the same question of everybody. What is the one piece of advice that you would give anyone else in the midst of changing a life story?
Wow. I would have to say the key word for me in probably everything that I do is gratitude. I think you have to look at what you have and be grateful for what you have instead of constantly thinking about what you don't have or what you have to get, because there is a magic in kind of tuning into your own inner guidance and voice and being grateful that you can and that you have the wonderful things that you do. So that would be my advice is before you say, I want this and I want that and I want to change, and I would look at your life and say, wow, I'm so grateful for this and this and this. And that'll be the foundation from which you can springboard.
You know, you and I must still be on the same wavelength, because today I just posted my latest e-zine, which is The Reward for Gratitude.
Oh,
which is exactly what you were just talking about.
That gave me chills.
So as we record this, that just went out. So
wow. You know,
still together.
And really quick, and I know that you have to go, but I also believe that people come into our lives when that's what we need in our lives and we have something to offer them. And so when you contacted me, and there's always been magic with you, I was really excited. Because I've always thought of you as this like highly evolved person. So the fact that our lights are attracted to each other is really good for both of us. And I'm very happy.
Well, you taught me a great deal, Lisa. So one thing, I mean, I could go on and on about what you taught me. So I'm glad we taught each other a bunch of stuff. I look back, as we were saying before we started recording it, I look back on that time as one of the most productive and growing times of my life. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
We'll talk later. Thanks, Lisa.
I love you, Becca.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Let's follow Lisa's lead and create something magnificent. Collaborate and team up with others and send it out into the world so every one of us can enjoy your special gifts. Share it in the comments at theshift.com under this podcast episode. I would love to help you share what you do with others. Sign up for the Shift list while you are there So you are in the know about courses, classes, podcasts, e-zines, all designed to shift your story to one you want to write, not one that was written for you. I put links to Lisa in the show notes. You will be amazed what you find there. For sure, go listen to her family sing, each in their own way, each creating something magnificent. Here's your shift idea from Lisa. We all know this, but I know I need a constant reminder. Being grateful for what we have is the foundation to moving forward. I am grateful for each of you, for listening, sharing, and stepping into your life. The Shifty Zine, called The Reward for Gratitude, that I mentioned in the podcast, is also in the show notes, or you can find it at theshift.com. Click on the blog link and scroll down to it. Till next time, let's keep shifting the story together.